Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. My brothers and sisters, what was the reason for the fall of Lucifer and the other angels with him who were cast out of heaven? It was pride. God the Father, tradition tells us, in some way revealed to all of the angels that his son was going to take flesh, that his son would become a man. And he asked all the angels, if my son became a man, would you serve him? Now, we can't quite grasp what that would mean to the angels, but we know their form, their nature is so superior to our own human nature, that it would have been totally despicable, totally repulsive. And how did Lucifer respond? No. No, I will not serve. He would have never taken the lowest place. My brothers and sisters, what was the cause of the sin of Adam and Eve? It was also pride. They wanted to be like God. Now, what was the reason that our Heavenly Father chose the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of her son? It was because of her humility. Sacred Scripture tells us that God found favor with her because of her lowliness, because of her littleness, her humility. My brothers and sisters, without humility, we would be lost. And the more our humility, the higher our place in heaven. Our Blessed Mother Mary, why does she have the highest place in heaven? The queen of all the angels and saints. Because she was the most humble human being who ever lived. There's a great spiritual work, if you have not read it, I most highly recommend it, called True Devotion to Mary. It was a book that Pope John Paul II carried around with him for 20 years, reading it over and over and over. It was the book, when I was a freshman in college, living a pagan life, that brought about my own conversion. It is a tremendous spiritual work. True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. And in that work he says, our Blessed Mother Mary was the greatest of all the saints who will ever live. And therefore, she would have had the power, the ability to work the greatest of miracles of all the saints. Anytime you pick up the work of a saint and you read about the miracles that saint performed, Our Lady could have done greater ones. She could have bilocated. She could have read souls. She could have prophesied. She could have healed. But our Blessed Mother Mary chose not even to work one single miracle, because she wanted to remain totally hidden in this world. She wanted to live for God alone without any other human being noticing her. What is one of the reasons our Blessed Mother Mary never committed a single sin? Sacred Scripture tells us that pride is the root of all sin. And Our Lady had no pride. The evil one could not find a way to tempt her. Yesterday, the church celebrated the feast of St. Augustine, the great St. Augustine, a doctor of the church. St. Augustine one time said, there are three essential things if you want to live the spiritual life, three things without which you will never become holy. And they are these: humility, humility, and humility. Many times people think that faith is the most important virtue in the spiritual life, because St. Paul said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But the reality is, humility is even more fundamental, because without humility, we could never make the act of faith. We would never reach out to God and put our trust in Him. It's something we find in the life of every saint. In the month of August, we celebrate so many great saints, and one of them is St. John Vianney. St. John Vianney, as I've told numerous stories about him, he's the patron saint of parish priests. He lived in France in the 18th century. And John Vianney, when he was ordained, his bishop sent him to the crummiest parish in the diocese, the parish that no other priest wanted to go to. And when he sent him off, he said, there is little love of God in that parish. If you're a priest, that is the last thing you want to know when you're heading to a new assignment. He gets to Ars. There were more bars and brothels than there were churches. People were celebrating, shopping, doing all sorts of things on Sundays. He shows up at Mass the first few weekends. There's like five old ladies, little old ladies. And the reality is little old ladies are saving the world. There's no doubt about it. But there's nobody going to church. He gets there, he starts preaching, he starts hearing confessions. People start to convert. Pretty soon he's getting long confessional lines. Suddenly, bars are closing. The owners, they're so angry, they start a petition. And they get more than half the people in the village to sign this petition. And they send it off to the bishop. And they say, "Bishop, we don't want this guy. Send us somebody else." The bishop gets this petition and he's reading over the names on this list. And to his surprise, he comes upon the name of Father John Vianney. He signed it himself and said, "Bishop, these people deserve somebody better. A holier priest who will lead them more swiftly to heaven." I never had the chance to meet Mother Teresa. It was one of my dreams before she passed away. It never happened. But I did have the chance to meet a number of sisters, missionaries of charity, who lived with her, who worked closely with her. And all of them, they shared many stories about her, but they all said that whenever they were in the convent together, she would always take the lowest tasks, those things that no other sisters wanted to do. Whenever they had a day where they would clean the entire convent, she would always be the one to clean the toilets. When someone was brought in off the streets who had a disease that would prevent other sisters from even wanting to touch their body, or if a person was so eaten by worms that the other sisters would be disgusted, Mother Teresa always took those cases. Bishop Fulton Sheen, an American, someone whom probably many of you remember. You've probably watched some of his TV programs. Some of you who are a little older maybe watched him faithfully years ago. When he was in the seminary, he was regarded as the up-and-coming star, someone who would do tremendous things in the church in America. And many people believed this about him. So he went on, he did advanced studies. And well, when he's ordained, to the surprise of most people, he's sent off, like John Vianney, to the crummiest parish in the diocese. The poorest parish, the one with the least educated people. And the priests, the faithful in the diocese say, "This is ridiculous. Why would the bishop do that?" It was a test of humility, even though Fulton Sheen did not know that at the time. The bishop wanted to see, will you be obedient in humility to take the lowest place? When he got to that parish, he gave himself wholeheartedly. He was humbled before God exalted him. My brothers and sisters, if you were invited to a special dinner and there was a guest of honor and you were the first to arrive, what place would you take at the table? St. John of the Cross said, if we ever have the opportunity where the choice is left to us, where the selection of the decision is our own and it regards another person, we should always choose the lower spot, the less desirable, the least, the poorest, the simplest. I remember a buddy of mine in college. He's now a hermit. He's now a priest. When we were, he would do these little things that I didn't pick up on them right away, but we'd go to dinner at someone's house and they'd bring out steaks for all these college students, right? And we couldn't wait to chow down. They'd hand him the plate first. He would always take the least appetizing steak. He would be handed the dessert tray. He would take the smallest portion. There are so many ways that we can live this. And I close with one of my favorite prayers. I won't read the whole thing because it's too long. If you're not familiar with this prayer, if you've never read it, I recommend that you go find it. You can get it on the internet. It's called the Litany of Humility. And let me just read to you a few lines. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, from the fear of being despised, from the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. And the final line, that others become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. May our Blessed Mother help us to grow in humility.